Am I on? Yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Okay. Well, I don't know about you guys, but I could sit in that chair and listen to that all day long. We are so blessed this morning to have the Shoemaker family come and share their talents with us. I've been looking forward to this Sunday for a long time. Let's start with, first of all, let's go around, and I know that there are people here that have joys that they'd like to share. Maybe they have somebody visiting that they'd like to share and let us know who's visiting. Miss Vicki, you get to be first. Ooh, they came, Shoemakers, they came all the way from Maine. Woohoo! Word gets around. And that youngster that's sitting there was here for a visit last year, I believe. And what does he do? He gets his name in the paper. He's the youngster that went around and said, I think we should have signs that say, please slow down. Don't drive so fast. Take a look at the flowers. Enjoy the children. So thank you for that. And Miss Marilyn, you have an addition to your family, I hear. I think you went to Florida and... Marilyn has a new granddaughter-in-law. And you what? They got married in the Keys. It was a tad warm there. Ooh. Ah, then you went from Florida to South Carolina. And they're the great-grandchildren that want to play with great-grandma all the time. Grandma got the time out and went to her room. How wonderful, how wonderful. Oh, we have another. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, Shoemakers, you got Maine. Now you got now you're international. You've got Canada people coming here. That's wonderful. And today, we will not charge you anything for the service or listening. Yes.
And she had a surgery yesterday. It went really well. She has her first physical therapy as we're sitting.
Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you for coming and sharing that with us. We did have an announcement about Jackie, but it's better to hear it from right from the source. Yeah, the family. Yes, yes. And what are you two doing sneaking out the door? Karen Downing had surgery yesterday, and she's home and kind of sore, but she is doing okay. And Russ just told me that Carrie Gentry came to visit yesterday, and he is same old Carrie. He is going to be having surgery in the future, and so we would like to keep him in our prayers as well. Any other new and astounding news that we have for this morning? I'm glad we've got a lot of visitors. Now what? And will that be in Michigan or do they? Indiana. Wow. Ooh, that's wonderful. And Peyton was right in the mix. Good for them. Good for them. Yes, that'll be great. That's quite an honor. I don't know what, it must be something in the water. Croswell has the best softball teams. They do. They really do have young girls that just, good? Good. Well, that's wonderful.
And not just to teach ball, but to teach sportsmanship.
Yes.
That's the best part.
Good, good. That's important too, isn't it? Yes, yes. We are on the air, and I'm going to still continue with birthdays. John, Deb's husband, John Darling, has a birthday. Is that true, Deb? You're looking like it's, you're wondering, who's John Darling? So anybody else have a birthday this week? This week? Well, good. 64, just a youngster. July the 8th, that's wonderful. Very good, very good. Well, we got a couple of birthdays here. Let's sing Happy Birthday. I don't have any anniversaries. Is there anyone here celebrating an anniversary? No? Okay. Well, we shall move on to our lighting of the candles. Please quiet your minds and prepare your hearts for our worship service. I'd like to welcome our radio audience to this morning to our service, which is going to be just a lot special. We have with us our pianists today are going to be Chad Shoemaker and his two sons, Jack and Michael. We welcome you to the First United Methodist Church. Our vision statement is love, care, share like Christ. The mission statement of our denomination is go make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Pastor Lisa Clark will be giving a morning message. Will not be giving a morning message. Our message will be presented by the piano. My name is Suzanne Hickson. I will be your morning worship leader. Let's start out our service with a praise song, number 2270. We'll sing it through twice. Will you join me, please, with the call to worship? Beloved people of God, welcome to worship. We come to worship and to praise. With love for one another, we gather as neighbors. With love of God, we gather as God's community of love.
Let us pray. Loving God, thank you for being present in our lives and in this time of worship. Speak love to our hearts and wisdom to our minds, that we might grow in your knowledge of love, and that our lives might bear the fruit of your knowledge and grace. We pray this morning for all of those that weren't able to be here, recovering from surgeries and procedures, for those that are traveling, for those that are on vacation, Lord, for all of our listening audience, we just give you praise and thanks that we can come into your house and sing the praises and hear the beautiful music that speaks to our hearts this morning. For all of the unspoken needs in the room, Lord, we just praise you and thank you for being in our midst. And rightfully so, let us pray together now the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. And now I invite you to sit down and relax and enjoy just this beautiful music by Chad, Jack, and Michael. And I'm just going to turn it over to them. And I told them they could play for the rest of the day if they'd like. When they tell me they've had enough, they're just going to tell me. And we'll close out our service. But give them a warm welcome this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
How do you follow something like that, huh? We appreciate your talents so very much. Thank you so much for blessing our hearts. We're going to invite our ushers to come forward at this time for our gifts and our tithes. Gracious God, bless these gifts May they bring your love, justice, and compassion to where they're most needed in our world. Help us to be good neighbors to everyone we meet. With gratitude and love, we pray these things. Amen. Now let's join together in our closing hymn, 374, Standing on the Promises. Can all God's people say amen? Amen. Amen. Bring loving compassion to your homes. Bring loving compassion to your neighborhoods. Bring loving compassion to everyone you meet. Go as God's blessings to the world. And let's share, blessed be the tie in our closing. Amen. Thank you again so much. Let's give them one last round of applause. Yes. Please, everyone, come and join us for fellowship.